This is Brent.
Good evening, Brent.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Hector County, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
They seem fine.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they seem fine.
So should I record your answers as going on the right track so we can
sure.
move forward? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the most important issue facing Hector County right now?
I know the taxes are always an issue, but they seem to be in line for now. That's probably about it. I know we had water issue with the water plant, and that kind of sucked, so that, you know, was a little concerning, but they were going to shut down the recycling center, which that was kind of stupid, but they decided to keep it open and just operate a little bit better, which they ended up doing, since, I do recycle.
That was
an issue I didn't think made any sense, but I guess enough people raised hell, so they decided to keep the recycling.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you sharing your opinion. Now, moving forward, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, moving forward. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off?
Bye, we'll see you later. Happy birthday. Say that again.
You think the economy in Hector County 5 years from now will be better, worse, or about the same?
I think it'll be about the same. Just I'm in the car business, so it depends on how oil goes with who's in office and how the car business goes.
Oh, yeah, understood. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job and the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned?
Me and my family, I think we're very, I'm not very concerned at all because, we're workers and, no matter even if it was a shit economy, I'm not going to be furloughed or fired. And neither are they.
Understood. Yeah, if you work, if you like to work, you find your way out. Now, I'm going to read you the list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Now, sir, please tell me, how would you rate each in Hector County? How about effective leadership from elected officials? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. How about the natural beauty and physical settings in Hector County? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. How about public safety and low crime? How would you rate that? Same question.
I feel good.
Okay. So excellent, good, fair, or poor? You say good, right?
Good.
Okay. Being able to get from one place to place with little traffic. How would you rate that in Hector County? Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay. How about the ability?
Excellent. Way better than Midland. I work in Midland, and Midland sucks.
Yeah,
I hate
Midland,
driving around
yeah.
in Midland. I work in Midland, but I love living in Odessa, and I love navigating in Odessa.
Yeah. How about the availability of affordable housing in Hector County? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, how about public transportation in Hector County? How would you rate that?
I don't know enough about it, so good.
Okay. We can move forward if you have no opinion. That's no problem. Should I record good or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. How about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? How would you rate that in Hector County?
Excellent.
Excellent, good. Okay. How about the quality of the public schools? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No opinion. I don't have any kids.
Okay. How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds in nature?
Excellent.
Okay. And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. How would you rate that in Hector County? Excellent, good,
excellent.
Fair. And having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. How would you rate that in Hector County?
Excellent.
Okay, how about availability of quality of healthcare in Hector County? How would you rate that?
Excellent.
And welcoming and inviting to people of the diverse backgrounds and ethnicity and culture. How would you rate that in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And offering job opportunities in your field, how would you rate that?
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Let's move forward. Okay, now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for people like you. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's excellent.
Okay, how about immigrants from other countries? How would you rate that?
Excellent,
good. Okay, how about racial and ethnic minorities? How would you rate that?
Excellent.
As a positive, okay. And entrepreneurs and people starting a new businesses, how would you rate that?
Excellent.
Okay. And how about families with children? How would you rate that?
Excellent.
Okay. How about retirees?
People
who are retired. Okay. And how about recent college graduates looking to enter to the job market? How would you rate that as a place to live?
Excellent.
Okay. And people living below the poverty line, how would you rate that?
I mean, I don't see that many homeless people, and so excellent.
Okay. And how about young single people? How would you rate that in Hector County as a place to live? Excellent, good, fair.
Good.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, I really appreciate your patience. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Now, over the next 5 years, I know it's a long way off, but to the best of your knowledge, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll improve.
Okay, that's great attitude. Now, economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. Now, how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all familiar with that?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Okay. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewables, making the community a better place to live and work. Now, how familiar are you with the vision and plan for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how likely are you or immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not likely. I'm not likely to move in 5 years.
Understood. And finally, just a few questions so we can finish about your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you, sir. And now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican? Thank you, sir. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
34, because I haven't turned 35 yet. I've been 35 in December.
Okay, 18 to 34. Now, do you have a high school age child living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino,
white,
Haitian, or other? Thank you, sir. And finally, and this Anyone in your household employee in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Okay, in your annual household income, is it $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000 plus? $75,000 plus. And are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or full-time? Thank you, sir. The next question is just for statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? Now, in the terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Okay, and do you live within the city limits of Odisha? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yes, I appreciate your help. Believe me. Bye-bye.